when you look at your job, when you look at your work, your community? Is God using you to build something?
当你看到你的家庭、你的生活、你的工作、你身边的人，你会不会想神到底用你来建造什么
？Do you have purpose？
你这个人是有目的的，是有用处的。
Do you have meaning？
你是有意义的。
Or do you watch too much Netflix？
还是说你一个人看了太多的网上电影
？Do you watch too much Olympics？
看了太多的体育节目。
Do you go through too much Facebook or Instagram?
在网上，在社交媒体上花了太多时间。
What is the thing that God is using you to build?
神到底使用你这个人来做什么？
Sometimes with church, people feel like someone else can do it.
在教会里面，大家都想，哎，别人可以做这个。
Someone else can be the building.
他们可以做这个。
Someone else can be the stone.
有人可以当石头。
And yet, Peter is saying that God is using you as a living stone.
但是彼得说的是，神要用你来做这个活石。
He doesn't say he's using only old people or young people.
彼得没有说神只使用老年人或者年轻人。
He doesn't say he only wants the rich people or the good-looking people.
他也没说神只能使用有钱人或者好看的人。
He only wants the popular people or the ones who do certain things really well.
或者他只使用那些受欢迎的人或者有一技之长的人。
He says you.
他说你就是用你。
Are you a part of God's you?
你是不是这个里面的一份子呢？
Because if you are, you are supposed to be a living stone.
如果你是的话，你就是那个活石。
And he isn't talking about building a physical building.
他也没有在讲说造一个看得见摸得着的建筑。
He's talking about building a spiritual house.
他说的是建造一座灵宫。
And along with building this spiritual house, he talks about a cornerstone.
在讲建造灵宫的时候，他又谈到房角石。
So he says, "Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone."
他用经文说，看哪，我把所拣选的。
A cornerstone, chosen and precious.
所宝贵的房角石，放在西安。
Whoever believes in him will not be put to shame.
信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
And then he says, "The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone."
然后他说，被匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头。
So what is the cornerstone?
那么房角石是什么？
The cornerstone, if you're trying to build something, is the most important stone that you start with.
在建造房子的时候，房角石是最重要的一块石头。
Why is it so important?
为什么那么重要？
I'm not a builder, so I don't know.
我不会盖房子，所以我不知道。
But here's what I've read.
但是我读过一些。
The cornerstone is used as the most important stone because it sets the direction for all of the rest of the building.
房角石非常重要，因为在房角石上面就是所有石头的标准。
It's the stone that goes in the corner so that the rest of the building can take shape.
这块石头呢，放在房子的角落里面。其他的石头都是靠着它的位置来垒出来的。
I have tried to build things that I wanted to be square.
如果我想做一个正方形。
Whether it's a shed or a chicken coop.
还是说我想做一个小屋，还是造一个鸡窝。
And I always try to eyeball it to see if it's going to be okay.
那我都要看看这个房角石。
And usually, by the time I get up a little bit, I can tell it's not actually square.
因为我气着气着，我会发现，哎，你气歪了，不是方的。
And it sort of goes at an angle, or it's not quite level.
或者呢，没有平。
And usually, it's because I didn't have the patience or the diligence to make sure that I was building on the right cornerstone.
这些事情发生的时候，就是因为 我没有坚持一直以那个房角石为基准来砌这个墙。
And then the rest of my building is off.
所以我这个造的这个东西呢，也是造歪了。
Sometimes your family is a little off because you aren't building on Jesus.
就好像你的家里人，你觉得有的时候他不对劲了，因为没有按照耶稣这个房角石来建造。
Sometimes your marriage is a little off because you're not building on Jesus.
有的时候你婚姻有问题了，也是因为你们没有按照房角石来建造婚姻。
Sometimes you feel alone or unhappy with some of your friendships because you're not building on Jesus.
有的时候在你的和人交往关系中，你也会觉得受伤害，很孤独，也是因为你没有按照耶稣这个房角石来建造这段关系。
And sometimes churches feel unsettled or unsatisfied because they're not building on Jesus.
有的时候一个教会里面不团结不和睦，也是因为没有建立在耶稣基督的房角石上。
One of the most wonderful things about giving your life to Christ is that then you become a living stone.
把生命交给主耶稣基督最好的一个方面就是我们变成了那个活石。
Not just so that you can build your life, but that you can build something like a spiritual house.
不仅仅是能够建造自己的生命，我们也成为一个活石去建造那个灵宫。
And what you're building needs to be settled on Jesus as a cornerstone.
这个灵宫是需要建造在主耶稣基督这块房角石上。
And I love what Peter says in verse 9 because he describes our role as stones even more.
我还很喜欢彼得在第九节说的，他告诉我们我们的身份。
He says, "You are a chosen race."
他说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类。
A royal priesthood.
是有君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
是圣洁的国度。
A people for His own possession.
是属神的子民。
And then He says, "Why?"
他告诉我们为什么。
That you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
是为要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Once you were not a people.
你们从前算不得子民。
But now you are God's people.
现在却做了神的子民。
Once you had not received mercy.
从前未曾蒙怜恤。
But now you have received mercy.
现在却蒙了怜恤。
Sometimes as a church, it is very easy for us to focus on who we were instead of who God calls us to be.
有的时候在教会里，我们特别容易去关注我到底是谁，而不是神想呼召我们做什么。
And I'm not talking about your church, I'm talking about my church, every church.
不是你们的教会，是我自己的教会，是天下每一个教会。
Because one of the biggest struggles for me, one of the biggest struggles for my church, is we stay who we were instead of reminding each other who God calls us to be.
我们自己教会就有这个毛病，我们特别的纠结于我们自己以前是什么样的，而不是去展望神呼召我们去作为什么样的。
So I forget that I shouldn't stay just as not a people, but I should be God's people.
所以我们就忘了，我们应该忘掉自己以前不算子民那段时间，而是去珍惜我们作为子民的那个时间。
I stay who I was instead of who God asked me to be.
我们还是作为自己以前那个样子。而忽略了神呼召我们去变成的样子。
And when we are in Christ, we get some really amazing new titles.
我们在基督里，我们得到了一些非常美妙的头衔，新头衔。
You become a chosen race.
你成为了被拣选的族类。
You become a royal priesthood.
你成为一个有君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
一个圣洁的国度。
A people that God wants to possess and hold.
一个神他想要占有的，他想要支持的。
So that in all of those things, you actually proclaim how excellent God is.
所以在这些里面，是为了要我们宣扬神和他的美德。
So you are taken from who you used to become who God calls you to be.
所以你是以前是这个样子，但是现在神呼召你，让你变成另外一个样子。
You become a living stone.
你成为一个活石。
That God wants to use to build something amazing.
神要使用你这块活石去建造一些奇妙的东西。
To build something that actually proclaims how excellent God is.
去建造那些东西来宣扬神有多好。
Did you know that's what church is supposed to be?
你知不知道这就是教会的样子，教会就是要这样子的。
I grew up in a church and as long as you played the organ on Sundays, then church was what it was supposed to be.
我小的时候长大那个教会就是只要我们星期天唱圣歌弹的是风琴就算是个教会。
As long as you went to Sunday school, you were doing what you were supposed to do.
只要我们去上主日学我们就是一个好的。
If you did something bad, you didn't want the people at church to find out.
如果你做了坏事你也不想让教会的人知道。
And no one ever said that you're a living stone.
也没有人告诉你你是个活石。
That God actually wants to use the people in our church to be changed in such a way so that they would present and celebrate how excellent God is.
我们也不知道说神拣选了我们，而且要改变我们，让我们成为那么好的样子，用来宣扬他有多好。
Because I think that the church that I grew up in, which had amazing people,had a view of church that was too small.
因为我小的时候成长的那个教会，我们那些人就是把神的想法看得特别的狭窄。
And I don't mean small in number of people, I mean small in expectations of what God wants to do.
我们非常狭隘，不是说我们的人数少。而是说我们没有看到神他要做的大能还有他的 大的事情。
And so what we see in this passage is that God wants to do something in you personally.
我们从经文看出神想在我们每个人身上做一些事情。
Because you are a living stone.
因为我们都是活石。
What we also see is that God wants to bind you together, bind us together relationally so that we're part of the building.
我们还看到神想把我们每一个人连接在一起来做成一个整个的一个建筑。
But what we also see is that what God is building is not about ourselves.
我们知道在神建造我们的这过程中都不是关于我们自己。
What God is building is not about me and it's not about you.
神做建造这个工作不是来针对你也不是针对我。
The church isn't built around living stones in general. The church is built around the cornerstone of Jesus.
教会不是围着每一块活石建出来的而是建造在那个房角石的根基之上。
It's why we're more than a social club.
所以我们就不仅仅是一个社团。
It's why we're more than enforcers of tradition.
也就是说我们不是那些聚在一起来做一个传统。
Because we are all to be a part of God's work to actively build his kingdom on the person of Jesus.
因为我们都是在一起活跃的参与神来在主耶稣基督的这个房角石基础上建造他的教会。
So God wants people who are being transformed personally.
所以神想让我们个人都被改变。
Committed to each other relationally.
而且我们彼此不要放弃。
and choosing to be identified in and built on Jesus.
而且我们要立志在耶稣基督里认识自己，并且在耶稣基督上得到建造。
And Jesus as the cornerstone is what makes everything else possible.
就是因为主耶稣基督他做了房角石，所以一切都有可能。
He's what makes everything else straight.
因为有了他，其他的就都是直的了。
And if a church isn't built on Jesus, then we try to build on each other, and that just never goes well.
如果我们不以房角石为基准来建造教会，而是用彼此为标准来建造教会，我们什么也造不出来。
And the reason is because you might be amazing, but I have issues.
这个问题就是说，你可能是个很好的人，但是我有问题啊。
Or you might be amazing and the person next to you has issues.
或者你是很好的人，但是你身边那个人有一些问题。
I'm sure that you don't have any issues. It's everyone else.
我很肯定你一点毛病都没有，毛病都是别人的。
But what happens when people with issues show up in church?
但是像这些有毛病的人，他在到教会里了怎么办呢？
You have issues.
那你也有毛病了。
Now that might be news to you. You've never heard of that before.
这个你以前可能没听说过。
For others, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
但是一说到别人，你就明白我在说什么了。
In my family, I was a great guy when I was single.
在我家里，我独身的时候，我可是个好人。
I knew everything.
我什么都知道。
I was right about everything.
而且我什么都是对的。
And everything I wanted to do was right.
而且我想做的都是对的。
And then I got married.
但是后来我结婚了。
And I learned that there was someone else who thought that she had a better way to do things.
那就是我认识一个女的，她觉得呢，她做事的方法更好。
And if you asked us for the beginning of our marriage why we were fighting, we would say because we both want to be right.
我们刚结婚的时候，如果你问我们，你们打什么呢？我们的回答就是说，因为我们两个都觉得自己的方法更好。
And then when I started to get good at being a husband,
然后我学习怎么当一个老公的时候呢？
Then we had kids.
然后我们就有小孩了。
And all of a sudden I didn't know anything again.
我突然就发现我什么都不懂了。
So most of my life has been spent trying to come to grips with the fact that I don't know very much at all.
所以我这个一辈子就开始来适应，就是说我其实什么都不懂。
But the reason that my wife and I don't fight like we used to is because we're committed to building on Jesus.
那么为什么后来我跟我老婆又不打架了呢？因为我们就逐渐地认识到，我们要把关系建立在主耶稣基督上。
I still want to be right.
我还想是认为我是正确的。
But I know that I don't need to build on my being right as much as I need to build on Jesus.
但是后来我明白了，不是说靠着我有多么正确，而是靠着主耶稣基督，我们才能把这个事情做好。
My teenage children still want to be right.
但是我家那些十几岁的小破孩呢，他们还是这样。
But I want them to learn to build on Jesus.
那么我也想让他们学习怎么要建造在主耶稣基督上。
And when we think about church, so many times we fight about who's right.
那在教会里，我们也是经常来争论啊，到底谁是对的。
And we forget to build on Jesus.
而忘了我们其实是要建立在主耶稣基督上。
What allows the church to declare the excellencies of Jesus?
其实教会宣扬的是耶稣的。
Is it because it's filled with people who are right?
那么是因为教会的人都特好吗？
Or is it because it's filled with people who are broken who are building on Jesus?
还是因为教会的人都是不怎么样的人，才能彰显出耶稣的好。
This is true in your families?
这个是在你家里面是适用的。
This is true in your friendships?
在你的人际关系上适用。
This is true if you're going to hate everyone you work with, or your neighbors, or your roommate.
比如说你是不是讨厌跟你共事的所有的人，你也讨厌你所有的邻居。
Are you going to choose to build on Jesus?
还是你选择建立这一切在主耶稣基督上？
And the church then becomes not a place of a social club that keeps tradition, but people who are being transformed to look like Jesus.
然后教会呢，就不是一群这个社团的人，而是我们都把这个想建立在主耶稣基督上这样的人。
And we do it together.
我们就一起来做工。
And the only way you can explain it is because of who Jesus is.
那你怎么样解释这个现象？只能是我们都靠的是主耶稣基督。
Because if the church is being done the right way, the world should not understand how it works.
如果教会是做得对的，那这个世界是不能理解教会为什么是这样。
We want to do it our way, and so we'll say this is a church for white people or black people or rich people or poor people. We want everyone to come together who's already the same.
比如说，我们用我们自己的方式来建立教会，我们很有可能就是说，哎，我们教会是白人的教会，我们教会是黑人的教会，我们教会是穷人的教会，我们是富人的教会。
And what makes the greatest statement about the excellency of Jesus is when they see us and they don't understand how it works.
但是如果我们教会是建立在主耶稣基督上的，那人们看到我们的教会，他们就会很惊讶，他们不明白说我们为什么会是这样的。
How do you people get along?
那你们不同的人怎么能够这么和谐相处呢？
Why do you love each other so much?
你们那么不一样的人，为什么又那么彼此相爱呢？
Why are you so kind?
你们为什么彼此这么和善？
Why are you so gracious?
为什么这么有恩典？
It's not because you look the same or even think the same on everything. Why? It doesn't make any sense.
你们长得各式各样的，你们想法也千差万别，但怎么能够达到这种合一呢？
And together you raise your hand and say the answer is because we're building on Jesus.
那么你们就可以一起举起手来说，因为我们是建造在主耶稣基督上。
Because we're spiritual stones.
因为我们自己是个灵石。
And God is doing something great.
那做工建造的是神。
Let me read one last piece of scripture because it's where Jesus says what he hopes you and I will be as a church.
我们再读一段经文，那个是主耶稣基督他的想法。
It was when Jesus was talking to his disciples and he asked them who people say that he is.
主耶稣跟他的门徒在一起，问他们说，人说我是谁？
And his disciples gave a few answers, good people.
他的门徒说了一些答案。
But then Jesus looked at them and he said, "But who do you say that I am?"
但是耶稣看着他们说，那你们觉得我是谁呢？
And here's what Peter said in verse 16 of Matthew 16.
那彼得他在马太福音十六章十六节说，
Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说。你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus answered him in verse 18.
十七节，耶稣回答。
And he said, "I tell you, you are Peter."
他说，西门，巴约拿，你是有福的，你是彼得。
And he said, "On this rock I will build my church."
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Did you know that when Jesus envisioned your church and my church and the churches that are built on him, this is what he had in mind?
这个就是主耶稣基督想的，当他谈到教会的时候，这个教会就是建立在这磐石上。
He said, I will build my church.
他说，我要把我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
How many of you came here today aware of your role in beating back the gates of hell?
你们当中有几个人意识到你们的角色在这战胜阴间的权柄当中，你们是有一个角色。
Did you know that God's call, that Jesus' call to you as his followers was to be a part of a movement that the gates of hell couldn't stop?
你知不知道主耶稣基督呼召你来参与到他的这个运动里面，这个运动能够打败阴间的权柄。
And that it's only possible when he's the one who's building the church.
只有当他来亲自建造教会，这个才有可能。
If there's one thing that I could ask you to do, it's that you would allow God to elevate your view of church.
如果有一件事我可以求神，那我就要求神让你们能够认识到，你们的思想能够上升到一个高度，能够认识到这一点。
And I don't mean the building, and I don't mean the tradition.
教会不是一个建筑，不是一个传统。
I mean your role as a living stone.
而是你作为一个活石的身份地位。
I mean your desire to make much of Jesus and to make him your cornerstone.
而是你愿意对其主耶稣基督这个房角石在他上面被建造。
Because when you build on other things, it's not very spiritual.
如果你建造别的东西上面，那造出的就不是灵宫。
But when you're living stones building a spiritual house, you are able to stand against even the gates of hell.
但是如果你们一起建造在主耶稣基督上，阴间的权柄都不能胜过你们。
Being a follower of Jesus becomes much more exciting.
作为主耶稣基督的门徒，这是多么令人振奋。
Being part of a church becomes much more exciting.
作为教会的一员，这是多么令人振奋。
Because lives are changed and lost people are found.
因为生命被改变，失丧的人被寻回。
And the excellencies of Jesus are proclaimed.
主耶稣基督的大能被宣扬。
So how do you do this?
那么怎么做到？
You pursue being changed personally.
你应该追求你自己的被改变。
Your being transformed into the image of Christ matters.
你自己变得越来越像主，这个才是最重要的。
You invest in your relationships so that Jesus is in the center of them.
你花时间来跟主在一起，让主耶稣作为你生命的中心。
And you look for how God can use you to accomplish his work.
你寻求让神来使用你，成就他的工。
You pursue Christ together.
你们一起追求主耶稣基督。
That's the type of church that God is building.
那才是神要建造的教会。
Let me pray for you.
我们一起祷告。
God, we thank you so much that you include us in your work.
神啊，我们感谢你，你把我们放在你的工作当中。
That we are not passive observers to a thing that you're doing without us.
我们不是被动的观察你在做工。
God, thank you that you did all of the work, the hard work of saving us from our sin.
主啊，我们感谢你，你做了最难的那一部分，就是把我们从罪中拯救出来。
And now you are using us as living stones to build a new spiritual house.
你现在把我们作为活石来使用，来建造你的灵宫。
Thank you that you are gracious to us and compassionate to us and loving to us as you build.
感谢你在这期间对我们有恩典，有怜悯。
God, we ask that you would knit the hearts and minds and lives of those here together to build something wonderful for you.
主啊，求你把我们所有的人的心思意念、思想、灵魂都交织在一起，来为你所用。
God, that we would all be a part of proclaiming how excellent you are.
主啊，让我们一起都能够来宣扬你的大能。
Not because of ourselves, but because we're building on you.
不是因为我们自己，而是因为我们建造在你的上面。
We thank you for being our cornerstone, and we ask that you would still be present in this place.
我们感谢你，感谢你作为我们的房角石。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求，阿门。